Thanks for connecting. And if you like what you hear, please share.
You know, I went through kind of life doing all the things, checking all the boxes, graduated high school on time with good grades. I went to a four-year university. I graduated from UCLA in 4 years. I started my career in sales, business-to-business sales, right out of college in Los Angeles. And, you know, that kind of is a big part of my story, even though it was how I might classify it a little bit on the mundane path. I felt as though I was meant to live this checkbox life.
Do you want to know how amazing people connect? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag RussSelfie. Today's episode brought to you by Isaac's Room in Salem, Oregon. Their mission is to help devastated young people build the capacity to rise to the challenges of life. Also, by Sherry Gregory and the Gregory Home Team of Sweet Home, Oregon. For all your real estate needs, both commercial and residential, call the Gregory Home Team. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag RussSelfie. So glad to have you all with us today. And you know, I am super excited about my guest today, Halle Avolio. It just kind of rolls off your tongue, and I said it right, didn't I? She's giving me the thumbs up. All right. So I'm feeling good. So Halle, how are you doing?
I'm great, Russ. How are you?
I am so good. Now that I got my technology all figured out, we're in good shape. So
right.
So, hey, it is so good to have you here today. And we're going to jump into all that you're doing because you're doing some amazing things. And, you know, your motivation every day is so, so great. It just encourages me every day. So I appreciate you and appreciate all you do.
Thank you.
But I just want to remind everybody before we get going that I'm Russ Hedge. I am an inspiration specialist, coach, and motivational speaker. And I love to connect with people. And you can connect with me in a really simple way. You can just go to RussHedge.com. That's RussHedge.com. And you can go to my social media links, to my email, to my phone number. You can even schedule time to directly connect with me on Zoom. And I would love to meet you and get to know you and more about you. So go to RussHedge.com today. Also, just wanted to remind you that I'm also the author of Befuddled, Live the Life You Choose, teaching you how to live the life you want, the life you choose. You know, this crazy life we've been in this last year or so, you know, it's thrown a lot of stuff at us, but we get to choose. Once it hits us, what do we do with that? What do we do? What is our attitude? And that is what my book is all about. So Live the Life You Choose, pick that up at Amazon today. Also, besides my Marketing with Russ podcast, do a live show every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. The Experience Live with Russ and Scott. You can tune in 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time every Wednesday. So much fun. Great guests. In fact, Halle is going to be a guest on there coming up. And so super excited about that. So that's enough about me. Just wanted to give you a little of that information. Don't forget RussHedge.com. And with no further ado, we're going to jump straight over to Halle. And Halle, tell us a little bit about where you came from and how you got to where you are today and what you're up to.
Thank you so much. Well, I'm excited to be here. And I absolutely love your energy, Russ. I think you and I are a perfect match when it comes to positive energy, inspirational speaking, and getting people unstuck. So I'm really thrilled to be able to share with your audience today. My background, depending on how far back we want to go, I live in Southern California. I'm in Santa Barbara. I've been here for almost 15 years, but I'm a native of Southern California, so I haven't really strayed far from where I grew up. My background is pretty traditional, as far as, you know, as far as I could see it. I have a brother. I grew up, my parents are still married. You know, I went through kind of life doing all the things, checking all the boxes, graduated high school on time with good grades. I went to a four-year university. I graduated from UCLA in 4 years. I started my career in sales, business-to-business sales, right out of college in Los Angeles. And, you know, that kind of is a big part of my story, even though it was how I might classify it a little bit on the mundane path. I felt as though I was meant to live this checkbox life, as though I had to do things by a certain way. So, you know, graduate college, get a job, get married, buy a house, have kids, da 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 da. And so I did actually pretty much follow that trajectory. And what I found after about, I don't know, 15 or so years into that part of my adult journey, that I was really disillusioned. And I actually felt super befuddled and super stuck. I didn't have the word befuddled at the time, though. I just like to say it now. But I was super stuck. And that to, for me, that manifested in being resentful, being angry, acting out in ways that I'm not proud of necessarily, although I do feel that I had to walk my path to be where I am today. So even though I may have done things that I don't recommend for other people to do necessarily, I also know that I had to go through that journey to learn what I had to learn. And so by going through that journey, I came to this place of my mission and intention is really to be on this earth to empower and motivate people to live their best life and to choose a life they love and don't feel stuck. Don't feel like you have to live in that checkbox life. So while there's a lot of really wonderful things that happened in my life up to the point where I got super stuck, there's also a lot of stuff that happened where it made me question, how did I get there in the first place? And so I've done a lot of work on myself, a lot of studying, a lot of transformation, a lot of doing this deep dive on personal development or self-help, whichever wording that someone likes. And now I'm able to teach others how to get out of that stuck mindset and how to really feel as though they do have a choice every single day to live a life they love.
Well, you know, that you actually could have written my book too, because I went through my...
We share a brain, Russ. We share a brain.
I went through my befuddled, stuck stage earlier in life. But then there's been, we all live a journey and we all go through things and learn more as time goes on. Because I had, you know, I tell stories in my book, had challenges early on in college. But once I got married, and I basically had a checkbox thing too, I thought getting graduated from college, which I graduated from Oregon State, so we're both Pac-12ers.
Right.
And I should have worn my Beaver shirt there. You could have worn UCLA. and then I went, got married, had kids, did all that. And I had a wonderful life and my kids had, you know, great childhood and, you know, doing all the fun things with sports and family and all that. That's really was the blessing, even though it was kind of a checkbox thing through mm-hmm. life. But I learned through that to be able to really reach out and do the things that I loved as far as my job and helping other people and encouraging them. And I, you know, I was always that way to a certain extent, like you, but I think I've learned more and more, and especially in the last, you know, what year plus through COVID, I've like gone to a whole new level of what I'd always been doing. My last job, I really did a lot of connecting and encouraging and all that with people more than I'd ever done. But in COVID, it's been like double time. Don't you find that when we've all been put into this little box of COVID, and there's so many people that struggle in that, but because we're all kind of in the same experience suddenly all over the world,
right?
Suddenly we're all living kind of the same life in a way. And so right. many people have struggled with it. They really need you more than ever.
Well, it's definitely leveled the playing field, right? Because like you said, we're all experiencing it and everyone experiences it to a different degree, right? I mean, some people have really experienced it in terms of illness or even dealing with death in their families. Other people have had, you know, serious issues with their finances, losing jobs and not being able to get back to work and that sort of a situation. And the thing is, though, regardless of kind of where you are on that spectrum, we're all living it in this time, as opposed to, you know, you and I maybe went through this kind of stuck period 10, 15, 20 years ago, whenever that period was, right? And it wasn't necessarily at the same time doing the same thing. So it may be harder to relate, but it definitely levels the playing field. And for me, I think because I had already been on this journey where I went through my own hell. And like I said, I had to walk that path. And because I went through that, and because I learned what the tools that I learned coming out of it, and now that I teach other people, COVID has actually been almost a blessing for me. I mean, it's given me an opportunity to connect more deeply to my children, to connect more deeply to myself, to really spend time in my business, and how can I grow and reach more people to teach them how to have these tools? So, and like you said, you know, people maybe resonate more with my message, or maybe they need more motivation and inspiration. So it's allowed me to kind of expand my network and interact with people all over the world. So even though it's been a challenge and a lot of people have had a lot of heartache, for me, I found a lot of beauty and positivity coming out of this time where I do believe that the whole world just needed a reset. It was like Mother Nature went, whoop, reset button.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. In fact, when this happened, you know, my wife came to me and she's like, you know, God has created all this space for you suddenly. Everything has come to a screeching halt. And all of the things, because I had started my business and the things that I'm doing now is kind of a side hustle. Right. I really didn't have working a full-time job, doing all that, trying to maintain family and all the other stuff, not getting a lot done. Right. And then God suddenly created all the space. Everything shut down with COVID. And then suddenly my book went from an idea to an actual printed book in 6 months because I had time and I was able to dive in and really develop my ability to connect with people and reach out. And you know, while you're talking, so my brain is always thinking, we're definitely gonna have to collaborate on something, but in the short run, we're gonna do a Russ Reels Live coming up with you and a couple other gals that perfect fit all of you guys together. I don't know if you know, you don't know all of them, so it'll be fun. But I love to throw people together because everybody loves it when different people go and just have fun. I did one on Monday.
Yeah.
And I had Nancy Barros and Raquel Boris, and who was the other person? Oh, I had Sue Carty out of Ireland. And nice. Man, they all just, I mean, two of them knew each other, but they just hit it off with Sue and we had so much fun. So that's my little aside, but you would be great for that. So I just appreciate what you're doing. So when you are doing coaching, speaking, your motivations every day, just kind of go through what you're really trying to do as far as practically with your business to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish.
Well, I'll go back to my mission statement, which is to empower humans to live their best life and have more fun without apologizing for it. I don't want them to feel guilty. And that's what I talk about when I talk about being sassy. To me, being sassy is a mindset. It's a lifestyle. It's how do I embrace all of who I am and show up every single day in my life in a way that feels authentic, that feels fun, that feels enjoyable, that brings pleasure, right? And it's for men and women. So really what I do. So the way that I show up, teaching that and creating that space is like you talked about, I offer a morning motivation minute that I put out as free on social media. It's on LinkedIn, it's on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And the reason I do single Monday through Friday is because I believe really in the power of daily rituals that are simple, sustainable, and fun. When something is simple, sustainable, and fun, you're going to stick to it. When you stick to something consistently, that's when it makes an impact. That's when you see the biggest change and transformation going on in your own life. For me, when I was feeling stuck, when I made the choice to get unbefuddled, then I started reading the book. The first personal development book I read at that time was The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. Have you read that one?
No, but I know the book.
So it's excellent. And the biggest takeaway is when you do simple, sustainable actions over time, that's when you get radical results. That's what he talks about. He gives the example of the magic penny. If you recall that exercise where it's like, you know, would you rather have a penny that, you can get X amount of money right now, or you get this penny that after 30 days with compound interest, how much does it turn into? So, you know, after compounding it for 30 days, it's a heck of a lot more money than the initial offering. And that's the whole point about the compound effect, right? The more you do something consistently every single day, that's when you get those radical results. So for example, the morning motivation minute, it's 1 minute of content to motivate you every single day, Monday through Friday, because I know that people that consume that content every single Monday through Friday or most Monday through Fridays, they're feeling so much better. They're feeling more empowered to make the changes, take the action that they need to take. We have to get into alignment with our core values. And the only way to do that is to first identify what your core values are. And secondly, to take action that moves the needle. Nothing changes if nothing changes. I told one of my clients that today. I said, look, if you don't take action toward your goal, you might as well just not even worry about your goal, because nothing's going to happen. So I want to help be the impetus to inspire others to take that action. So that's why I show up, creating that content, providing that. I teach a ton of courses. I teach women's circles. I teach a jam session, teaching one tonight with my buddy, Simon Parsons. And my intention is just to teach as many humans as possible how to empower themselves to have their mindset tool so that they are ready to go to stand in their power and live their best life.
Yeah, I mean, that's so good. I mean, that feels like that's right out of my brain. It is.
Right?
No, I mean, you're awesome. It is incredible to just, like you said, empower people, because really, I always tell people, they really have it deep within themselves. It's just a matter of me pulling it out of them. People that I coach and work with, it's pulling out what's really already in there. It's telling them things they already know, holding them accountable to actually take action. I was talking to a good friend of mine today that I've been coaching with, and it's just a matter of, he's always like, yeah, oh, it's awesome, I love you, man. And then I check with him next time, and it's like, well, I've got that on my list to do this next time. I'm like, dude, you got to do it.
You got to do it.
And you're going to do it. And, you know, I have 5 steps to connection. My number one step is start.
Yes.
Because
choose every day.
Yeah. I mean, that's the number one thing that people don't do. They think about it. They mull it over. They worry. They fret. They plan. They replan. They think about it some more. They rethink about it. I mean, it's just crazy. And I'm like, just do it. It doesn't matter if it falls on its face, at least you've learned from that experience, and do it again. Just pick yourself up and keep going, you know?
Exactly. And so, yeah,
I think that is so good. And your motivational minute is awesome.
Thank you.
And I do enjoy those very much. So, well, hey, guess what? We're actually already running out of time.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe it.
It goes so fast. Show. Yeah. Hey, so tell everybody how they can get in touch with you, because they're going to want to know more. I mean, you're way deeper than this. So how do they get in touch with Hallie?
Well, you can get in touch with me on my website, which is sassyhealthy.fit. All my links are there, but I'm also all over social media. So on LinkedIn, it's just Hallie Avolio. And on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, it's sassyhealthyfit is my handle. So please do follow me. Please come along for the journey. Women are invited to join my Sassy Woman Sisterhood in my Facebook group. And, you know, I really love to connect just like you do, Russ. I love to connect. I love to have these conversations where we can get deep and really get to the heart of what the issues are that we're having. So if anything that I've said resonates, I would love to, you know, connect, send me a DM, send me an email, stalk me wherever you need to find me, but let's have a conversation, because that's how we're going to really impact true change.
And we're both trying to help you learn great new words. So you now know befuddled and Hallie Avolio sounds like one word, because it just rolls off your tongue, but it really is her full name. It's 2 words.
It is 2 words.
Yeah, there you go. And you owe your husband for that second word, right?
It is a true story. I owe him way more than just my last name. He is my best friend and my best companion, cheerleader, partner in all things. So giving my husband, Paul Avolio, a shout out.
There you go. That is awesome. All of us husbands appreciate that. So yeah. And while you're at it, my beautiful wife also supports me all the time. So I want to make sure and get that.
Yay!
Yeah, you're awesome. Thank you. All right. So anyway, with that, we're going to wrap things up. Thank you, everybody. We'll actually put Hallie's contact information in the show notes, so you have that easy to click on. And just want to tell you how much we appreciate you taking time to be with us today. We know that your time is valuable, and so we want to add value to you. And I know that you received value today. I definitely did from Hallie, and so I know you did. So anyway, thanks so much. And until we see you again, have a great day and a great life. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Marketing with Russ, aka #RussSelfie. Be sure to subscribe in your favorite podcast app so that you don't miss a single episode. Have an amazing day.